Masechet Eduyot Perek Gimel Mishnah Dalet. We'll have two more machlokot between the Bidosa and the Hachamim about Tum'ah. We'll first talk about Tum'ah called Tum'at Midras, when a Zav Zava, a Nida, or a Yoledet, the woman who gave birth, put their weight onto an object, even though they're not actually touching the object itself, but they're on something that is on the object. For example, let's say they're on a pillow that is on a chair, then it becomes tameh. That chair becomes tameh, even if the tameh person didn't touch it directly. But this only transmits, this tum'ah, when the item in question is made to support a person, like a chair or a pillow. But if it wasn't made to support a person, then it's not subject to tum'at midras. We'll talk about a certain type of mat, if it was subject to this type of tum'ah or not. Mishnah says, kol ha'hotzalot teme'ot teme'ot met. All different types of reed mats can become tameh from a corpse, from a dead body, but they cannot become tameh through tum'at midras, because they're not usually made for lying or sitting down on. So reed mats cannot become tameh through tum'at midras. Divrei Rabbi Dosa. This is the opinion of Rabbi Dosa. V'hachamim omrim midras. Hachamim say they can become tameh as well from midras, because sometimes people do lie down on them or have them designated for that very purpose. The next makalochi we'll have is about an item that was made of threads that were then braided together. When the Torah talks about things that can become tameh, they mention the word sak. Sak is something that's woven, a woven piece of cloth. So we'll have a machloket if this excludes items that were made through braiding. In other words, is braiding a type of weaving? Kol hakeliot tehorot chutz mishel galgilon. All different braided items are considered to be tahor. They cannot become tameh except for belts. Divrei Rabbi Dosa. Rabbi Dosa says the Torah specifies only a woven item to become tameh, and therefore it excludes braided ones. But a belt can become tameh even though it may be braided, because a belt is not considered to be just like a regular article of clothing. It's considered to be a tachshit, an ornament. And an ornament can become tameh regardless of how they were made. So therefore, a woven belt can become tameh. V'hachamim omrim, kulam teme'ot chutz mishel sammarim. Say hachamim, all braided items, all of them, can become tameh, except for those braided ropes of wool dealers. The hachamim are basically saying that braided items are the same as a woven item, because the process of braiding them is very similar to that of weaving. Weaving and braiding are almost one and the same. So therefore, it can become tameh. But a wool dealer's rope cannot become tameh because of the way that it's woven in such a loose fashion. Therefore, it's not considered to be similar at all to the woven style. So the braided of the seller of wool is not considered to be at all similar to the woven, so therefore it cannot become tameh.